Hello, dear listeners. It is I, once again, DJ Starsage, coming to you from the Lady Jamora. It is a early Saturday afternoon. I'm heading out of the chateau, and I'm going to run some errands. The dashboard is reading 50 degrees out. I can barely believe my eyes. If it weren't for the fact that the sun was actually out and shining, I would think I was having a dream. Well, sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, maybe a snack. You're in store for the next edition of Surely You Jest, the day-to-day life of a modern-day jester. So how are you, and what have you been up to? I hope that you've taken some time away and have had a chance to check in with your loved ones and maybe reconnect with some old friends. As I mentioned, I'm heading out of the house to get a few things done. I'll talk more about that in a bit. Not long ago, I actually made a prior attempt to record this show. I know. We all talk about it. I've been, you know, holding back, or I've been just, you know, like writer's block, and I haven't gotten a show out in a while, blah, blah, blah. Eh, you know, it happens. You got take two, and, it ends up on the cutting room floor. But more importantly, I kind of consider that to be a rough draft, as it were, because well, sometimes we just need to vent, and sometimes the venting is not fit for consumption, because, you know, we all have our own demons, and sometimes we're the one rattling our own cage. So, with that being said, it was just basically, you know, a little bit of spousal browbeating. The long and short of it is, hubby is, in management and retail, and we don't, get days off together very often. I'll get back to that in a moment. So what am I doing? Yeah, you said that a little bit ago. Maybe it's going to be easier to talk about that first. I'm heading out because Bobby and I have not been very good at anticipating things to come, and we are on the precipice of a major event, a celestial phenomenon. You know, for those of you who don't pay attention to the world around you, there is a once-in-a-lifetime event coming up, at least here in the northeast of the Americas. I believe it's actually visible from the northern states of the continental U.S. The solar eclipse. This is going to be a total solar eclipse, meaning you're not going to be able to see the sun at all. I'm assuming it's the moon that's going to be blocking our view that day. It's actually going to be on Monday the 8th, and it's due to happen somewhere after or around about 3:15 in the afternoon that day. Eastern time, of course. So, you know, we'll all think back to, where were you when the lights went out? You know, when the night the lights went out in Georgia, well, it's the afternoon, actually. And I was due to be in the office that week, because I just finished my week at home. But the kindly folks that I work for understood that I have animals. I have fur babies at home, and, you know, despite the fact that it's only going to be 13 minutes, I hear, of total darkness, unless you knew about it, you might think that the sky is falling and the world is coming to an end. So I thought it would be a good idea to be at home for the babies. Plus, that means that I get to witness the event from my own backyard. Now, with that being said, that's how we get to what am I doing right now? Where am I going? What am I shopping for? Well, a normal person might have planned and researched and whatnot, but a hubby just doesn't trust the ordering services, the online ordering things. Because I've had a few things showed up that didn't turn out to be what they're supposed to be. And I'm not talking about those overseas bargain sites. I'm talking about legitimate vendors like Amazon. You order something you think is going to be pretty good and you get it and it's like, I don't know how this is supposed to be good for cats. It has ingredients in it that are toxic, like peppermint oil. So, yeah, don't trust it just because it says that it's pet safe. Read your labels, folks. Anyways, so we don't have glasses for the eclipse. What's that you say? Glasses? Special glasses? Yes, silly. You are not supposed to look directly at the sun on a normal day. So it's no different during the eclipse because the light is, well, it's more intense, I hear. So there are glasses that are darker that are supposed to make it safe for you to be able to witness the event. And there are plenty of cheap knockoffs. Well, knockoffs makes it sound like there's a patented, trademarked, original. But, it's like any glasses, really. You can have prescription glasses that are, designed for your eyes. Or you could just buy the dollar store cheaters and make do and, possibly take a gamble at screwing up your eyes. So the cheap glasses, well, they're all aplenty and, in the gas stations and whatnot. So I'm on the lookout for a good pair of glasses. And hubby has sent me out on a fool's errand because he's at the store today. His store. He's working at Morty's. And, there are things in the works for that to improve. They recently had a corporate visit and only had a week to prepare for it, which is not as long as they usually have. So it was crunch time, and hubby ended up having to give up a weekend that he was scheduled to be off. And what happened the following week? Well, it was Easter. So he wasn't going to get the whole weekend off because he was already getting the day the store was closed. not long from now, because we are now in the month of April, not far off, we have a special occasion coming up. We have two dates that we observe every year besides our birthdays. The anniversary of our first date, which takes place in the middle of May. We also, of course, have our wedding anniversary. That comes in August. So, having been 3 years since we were last able to travel together, I decided that we would like to pull in a favor with an old friend. And if everything works out, and if hubby is able to be off from work, because I don't have to ask for time off because I don't work weekends. Haven't in a long time. Can you feel my frustration, folks? If hubby's able to get time off, a dear friend has offered to watch our babies for us for as much as a whole weekend. Now, I don't know that we're going to be fortunate enough to have a single night together, much less two nights, but we'll take what we can get. The important thing is that we haven't been able to leave our home together and travel because, Puppy's worked in management and retail, and we have shelter rescue animals. We are not the hoity-toity folks that say, oh, I want this one, and you put in an order for it, like you're getting Girl Scout cookies. We don't believe in that. We believe that you don't shop, you adopt. And our babies had a life before we knew them. And, you know, you never know what people or little beings have been through before you came into their lives. And apparently, it wasn't all, you know, wine and roses. It wasn't sunshines and, I don't know, apricots. They have separation anxiety. And on the weeks that I'm in the office, fortunately, it's only about 20 minutes away, you can clearly sense the anxiety in our middle child, our cowgirl, Siona. She's our little pirate princess because she's got, the, you know, the markings that looks like she's got an eye patch. Well, she's not too fond of being fed frequently because she knows you're getting ready to leave her for a while, for the day, maybe longer. We've never left her longer than a work day, but you never want to make your kids sad. You don't know what they've been through in life, especially if they're animals. And, well, we just haven't been able to travel because of that guilty conscience that we would be putting them through something traumatic. So rather than have them go somewhere else and spend time with strangers, we're at least going to have a friend come and spend the time at our house so that they're in their own familiar surroundings. So that's our happy thought for the time being. I'm hoping that that comes to fruition, but you know, as they say, there are no guarantees, there are no promises in life, and I'm just driving about, and it looks like somebody's having car trouble ahead of me. Oh, they've just pulled over. All right, at least it wasn't an accident. So, yes, heading to the store, looking for glasses for the eclipse. And I may have to go to more than one store, so that's going to be part of the fun, you know. I say that, you know, lightly, because it's probably not going to be much of it, even though I am getting out of the house, so, you know, they say that that's accomplishing something in itself. My first stop is going to be a hardware store. Not one of those cute little independent things, because those things have gone the way of the dodo. But I'm going someplace where they wear vests. Isn't that everywhere? And I will let you know how my luck goes with my first stop. So we will be resuming shortly. Okay, well, that was a bust. I walked in, and unlike my husband, who has worked in retail for so long, and I guess perhaps because he's worked retail for so long, he tends not to behave like some of us, you know, ignorant folks. I asked the person at the register, you wouldn't happen to be one of those silly folks that carry those eclipse glasses, would you? Oh no, we're all out. Yeah, of course, this close to the event, that's bound to happen. And, you know, we had a short little conversation. I just basically said, it's a lot of fuss for, you know, oh, not even 10 minutes, but we're not supposed to look at the sun as it is. And, you know, these eclipse glasses, they're supposed to be darker than regular sunglasses. So if you could see out of them and read, they aren't good enough. Don't use them. Of course, by the time you listen to this, the event will probably have already happened. And speaking of events, I'm sitting at a traffic light, folks. They recently put in this light, and you can tell that there is planning involved because there's apartments that they've just built across the way. So the light isn't actually active just yet. So, you know, once that is in place, the flow will probably be a little bit more accommodating, because I just had to sit there for a minute, as the kids say. So I'm off on my way to another store to try and find some of these, you know, elusive, you know, folklore type things that apparently just exist in myth. Because the ones you get at the gas station, they're just, well, they're dollar store crap, apparently. Anyway, so what else has been going on? Well, we went to Mama Billy's for the holiday, and we had a ham dinner. And, of course, since she lives by herself, she maybe accidentally revealed that she still had leftovers in her freezer from Thanksgiving. the same food too, a ham, and so we both wondered if she knew she was cooking new or not, but thankfully we were there to witness. It was a different it was a different serving, so you know, we weren't going to be retching and turning inside out after the meal. But we spent time with Mama Billy and Sister Ginger. No, she's not a nun. That's what we call Billy's sister, because she's a redhead. And it's actually been a few months since she had set foot outside of her own door, which is a bit troubling, but she is somebody with mental health issues, so we just try to check in with her to make sure things are going okay. Mama Billy, who's about to turn 81 this weekend, also shared with us not long ago that she got a notice from her apartment complex. It's basically a senior community, that they're planning to do some renovations. Now, of course, when there are improvements to be made, what else is going to happen? Because you got to pay for it somehow. Yep, they're going to raise the rent. And so this poor lady has maybe 6 months to plan the next chapter of her existence. Now, you know what you're thinking, DJ? That's your mother-in-law. Why don't you just have her move in with you? And trust me, I would love to do that. But she is such a, this is putting it mildly, independent and strong-willed person. That would be nearly impossible. And try as we might, we have been steering her towards living closer to us. We are a good 40 minutes from her abode in the Oslo area. And, well, due to Ginger's issues, for lack of a better term, Mama Billy would prefer to stay closer to her, which, at this juncture, you would think that she would try to be thinking more about herself, because she's still driving, and I'm not so sure that at 81 she should be doing that. She has a heart condition, and perhaps other things that she hasn't told us about. So, what can you do? I have tried to the best of my ability to convince her that living close would be to her advantage. But, you know, she's going to do what she wants in the end, because when we're that age, it's no different than when we're little ones. We're just going to be doing and saying what we want, and no one else will have any input. The other thing that's, well, I don't mean to be negative, but just slightly annoying about Mama being 81 is she has told her about her funeral arrangements. Now, I'm not bothered by the idea that somebody is planning for, you know, the end of their life. I mean, you know, you gotta make sure your affairs are in order. But she's gone to the trouble of telling us that she does not expect a memorial. She has made no plans for there to be any sort of service, because apparently, you know, you have to pay for these things. And she also feels that nobody would show up, or at least not enough people would show up to justify her going to the expense. Now, this just unnerves me, because I feel that Mama Billy is a very kind person, a very selfless person, and she certainly has the experience to show for it, because this is somebody who has sacrificed for her children. She has given up retirement savings to provide for endless security deposits for her daughter, who has security issues, privacy and whatnot, and, you know, somebody who was a more socially functional person should be able to provide for themselves. But no, Mama has given her the shirt off her back, and she's got nothing to show for it. And, yeah, I could think about happier things, so why don't we? Oh, I'm just around the corner for my second stop, my second attempt to find some of these elusive eclipse glasses. And we shall see how my luck turns out with that. At very least, I'm around the corner from somewhere I could stop for a bite to eat, so at least I'll get lunch out of the deal. Catch you in a minute. Oh, well, that was a colossal waste of my time. I stopped to get a bite to eat after the next candidate, that I struck out again, and, now it is about five stores into the hunt, and I am tucking tail and on my way back home. Yeah. Event of a lifetime, and I blew it. Well, I guess you could argue that I could have spent money and ended up getting crap. And I just don't have anything to show for it. So, you know, I have to wonder, if I had spent money, would I have gotten crap? And really, in the long run, it's supposed to be only like 8 minutes. And I'm sure that, you know, someone with a television camera is probably going to do better justice than my poor old human eyes. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get over this. But it is one of those things, you know. It's like if you're anyone who tries to make an effort to be a little more organized, and maybe you're the one who seems to make more of a consistent effort in your home life, you just feel a little off-put when the procrastination comes into play. So I'm just going to head on home, and I might stop at a dollar store to get some junk food, because, you know, I don't get to spend time with my husband. I'm just at home with the kitties and my video games. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm going to be finding the cure for cancer or going to be winning any sort of, prize for narrating the great documentary. I won't even, joke about how many days it will be before the neighbors stumble upon my body someday. I'm teasing. I'm pretty sure my husband's going to go before me, although his grandparents did live into their 90s, so there is that. And my grandfather was 72, my father 62, you see where I'm going there. But dear sweet great-grandfather, who died before I was ever born, ever a twinkle in my mother's eye, he apparently lived to his mid-80s or so, the health of the male of the species in my family is mostly been the downfall of poor choices. We are the victims of our own realities and our own environments, and anyways, I'm taking a long scenic drive home. And I'm reminded of the days that I used to work in downtown Oslo, because this used to be part of my daily commute. Now, I can't say that I miss it, but it is something that I haven't seen in a while, so it's almost like seeing it for the first time, where you notice things that have either changed or you haven't seen in a while. And I mean, my trip into town wasn't entirely wasted. I mean, there was some nice people watching going on, and, when you get closer to the city, it seems that there are people who make a little more of an effort to take care of their old temples, if you know what I mean. There was one that walked by my car when I was on the way to way into the store, and I practically had to pick my jaw up off the ground, folks. Not kidding. I didn't, but it would have been tempting to have figured out if their vehicle was unlocked and just, have said, "Please take me with you. I need to get away." Not that there's any sort of domestic situation going on there, but, we are talking, romance novel material here, although I don't need to, get to the last page to know how that would end. You're pretty, don't speak. Oh, and as I sit here at another traffic light that's just turned red, I'm going to head on into a dollar store. So, if you found this at all entertaining and you want to stick around for something else I might talk about, there is that show that I do about film and television trivia with my nerd brother, my partner in crime, Mr. Toppy Smelly. We just had our latest episode on the 5th last night, and in 2 weeks, we're going to be discussing an early 90s drama romance made by the director who, in the late 70s, brought us the Sally Field movie, Norma Rae, about the uprise of the Union in the South. This is a film that stars freedom fighter Jane Fonda, the leading lady that she is, the enigma to behold, and Robert De Niro. that will be our next topic on Matinee Minutia. Drop by matineeminutia.com on Friday, April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And of course, we do this live, so you can view us on video at YouTube. And if you care to participate, be part of the audience, it's almost like you're there in the theater. You can enter our chat room on Discord. That's that little icon that looks like a game controller or a mask. It's blue. And that's how the kids talk when they play their games together nowadays. You know, they do a team thing. It's not like the old days of AOL chat rooms. You can share pictures and whatnot. So, it's 53 degrees out, and I may not have found any eclipse glasses, but I'm going to find some junk food, and I'm going to buy some stickers for my gently used laptop that I bought not long ago. It's actually a really spiffy thing. It's 2-3 years old. I could never have afforded it when it was brand new, but it's all mine now, and it's touch screen. Never mind that it won't ever run Windows 11. It does just fine with my favorite distribution of Linux. What is that, you ask? It's called Manjaro. Look it up. I'm showing my nerd glasses now, aren't I? The different versions of Linux that are out there are kind of like ice creams. They call them flavors or distributions. Manjaro is the one that I prefer, so... Anyways, look for me on that thing. It used to be called Twitter. You can send me a message there at DJ Starsage. You can email me, djstarsage@gmail.com. That's all for now.